last portion of the show. Game we have not done in quite a good time, but I'm so glad that Dave is here for us. I knew Dave was coming in, so that's why I came up with this, because he's a smut connoisseur. And then to get the Heidi Knight in studio as well. I mean,
yes.
This is good,
like,
stuff.
Three for one.
Three?
Because I'm like two people.
All right, then. Even your husband's like, I don't know what she's talking about.
No, I totally know what she's talking about.
Do you?
She has her comedy name and her pornography name.
And that's Heidi Knights?
Heidi Knights.
Yeah. Look at Joe's like, I got something to look up after. Can I get a spelling?
No.
HEIDEENYTES.
Hold on, stupid pen.
.com. Well, it's preserved on the replay. You can just play it back.
Yeah, right.
Joe, don't listen to this.
Yeah, Joe has taste.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't listen to this.
No. So we haven't done this in a while. It is Name That Orgasm. Very popular game. It is where I give a list of ethnicities, nationalities, and Joe will write them down. You want some pen and paper to write it down, too, or Joe's going to keep track for everybody? Joe, what are you doing in there?
I'm trying to find a sheet that I specifically made for this.
Joe made a sheet we call it tissues.
Name That Orgasm is now a board game.
I like how Joe has probably has a filing cabinet and a category is Name That Orgasm. Where's my Name That Orgasm sheets? He does!
That's great.
Oh, he's got a spreadsheet.
Joe is prepared.
You are an Excel freak.
You were clearly a Boy Scout as a younger man.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was 200, yes.
Well, Joe, you should always come prepared, and you will. So I'm going to give the categories, and then you will have to guess what ethnicity that is based on the sound clip. Now, there are a couple of extra ethnicities that are actually not in, that are not part of it. If somebody guesses it correctly, that ethnicity comes off the board. So say if it was Puerto Rican and Dave said Puerto Rican, that comes off the board. Joe will keep score of this, and if they want to play in the chat room, they are more than welcome to. It slows it down a little bit, but we're happy to play this with them. So Joe will get ready. I will play the Name That Orgasm theme. I don't even remember this, Joe, this theme. I hope it's a theme and not an orgasm that I'm about to play. I really don't know.
I forgot.
Let's see, what is it?
Oh, I remember this one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the game show that people keep coming and coming and coming back to. Name That Orgasm!
I believe this game is a replacement on the summer schedule for the Tiffany Broadcast Network. I believe you can watch it this year on CBS. Is that correct, Joe?
Yes.
All right. So here are the categories of orgasms, which you guys can choose from. African-American, Australian,
all right.
Austrian, Chinese, England.
I'll go a little slow. So
I'm sorry.
It's African-American?
Yeah, I'll go slower. African-American, Australian.
Okay.
Austrian.
Chinese.
English. Filipinos. German. Indian. Ireland. Israel. Japan. Mexico. Russia. And South Africa. Those are the categories. Do you need me to repeat them, Joe, or you got them?
Okay. If I'm correct, it's going to be African-American or African, Australian.
No, it's African-American, not African.
Okay. African-American, Australian, Austrian,
mm-hmm.
Chinese, English, Filipino, German, Indian, Israeli.
You forgot Ireland.
Irish.
Okay.
Ireland. I got Irish. Japanese, Mexican, Russian, and South African.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct. There's a... Everybody understand?
Yes.
Are they playing in the chat tonight, or are they not playing?
Lisa's not playing.
Oh, Lisa's no fun.
Let's
Boo, Lisa.
Trucker Tom's the champ. I don't know if he's in there.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Trucker Tom. See, this is I'm very excited about this because
you know, actually, he's staying out of it too.
Why?
Why?
He's tired today.
Oh, we got we got porn professionals here. It's a little disappointing. Somebody could have taken his Name That Orgasm title.
That's Tom, why he's scared.
Tom has won both heterosexual Name That Orgasm and homosexual.
And I just got kicked out of the chat, too. So this
amazing.
Is a double whammy here.
How'd you get kicked out?
I don't know.
They don't want to play. They're like, we're out of here.
No, I don't know.
I wasn't serious. No. He looked at me all, no, that couldn't be it.
No, that ain't it. I'm just trying to watch Joe monkey around with this.
All right. Joe's girl will try.
No, that
oh,
girl.
Good, okay.
Oh, it's couples night.
Yeah. There you go.
You want to do couples? Should
no.
we do couples?
Oh, that's fine.
Why? You don't want to do? I think that would be lovely.
No, fine.
We could combine the scores.
No.
It's tag team.
Oh, you don't want to be in a tag team with us?
Come on, Joe. It's everything you dreamed of. No.
Funny.
Joe's no fun. All right. Here's our first orgasm. Ladies first. You guys need me to replay it again, or do you get a good one of that? Do you want to hear it again, or are you guys good?
I think I'm good.
Are you?
I need to hear the categories again.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That would be African-American, Australian, Austrian, Chinese, English, Filipino, German, Indian, Israeli, Irish, Japanese, Mexican, Russian, or South African.
Okay.
So do you want to hear the orgasm one more time, or are you good?
I think I'm good. Are you good?
I think I'm good.
All right. Ladies first.
I'm going to go with Austrian.
You're going Austrian.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say Irish.
Irish. Joe?
I am saying Japanese.
Japanese.
Joe's girl is saying English.
Joe's girl is saying English. Is that everybody tonight?
Let's see. Let's just see. Lisa's watching the basketball game. Tommy does not want to play.
What's wrong with Tommy?
I don't know. He just went. All right. Let's. Everything's in. Everything's in.
But you're all wrong.
Oh.
Wow. None of you got it right.
What was it?
I'm not going to tell you because now it's still on the
oh,
board.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you
okay.
at the end. We can replay all the orgasms at the end.
Yay!
That's funny.
Like, I'm kidding. The work that went into this, the porn I had to watch, I am chafed.
Between you and writing that shit. You
what shit?
The whole help in the chat room, lady.
Oh, well, I haven't done that yet. All right.
Well, your dick must have been pummeled like Reginald Denny.
What an odd reference. But you did counterintuitive. I kind of figured there'd be a black man at the end of that beating. No. Interesting. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sounds like she was having a nice time.
Yes.
That was quick.
That was quick. What would you like? Would you like a 5-minute orgasm? Well, I want more. I want more. Everybody have a good listen on that one?
I might need another listen.
You want one more time?
Just one more time for me, please. No.
Well, everybody has to hear it. It's not like I could put you in a listening place. Guys, gentlemen, if you could leave the room.
If you could just leave the room.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Harris.
Das ist good German girl.
You think that's a German girl? Feeling a little Nazi-ish. All right. Joe?
I'm going Japanese.
You're going to go Japanese till you get one.
I really think so. Joe's girl's going African-American.
Joe's girl's going African-American?
For this category.
That remains to be seen, my Scottish friend.
I was going to, and I am going to say... Mexican, right?
Mexican. Well,
or
Mexican.
Spanish or whatever.
Mexican's a particular
Mexican,
category.
Mexican's in there.
Yeah,
Mexican's
okay.
in there.
Well, somebody got it right. Coming off the board, Joe's girl. Noah's an African-American coming like nobody's business.
It is a wee lass. Wow. Good girl.
And Joe is so sure of Japanese.
What's the point, Vaughn?
It's just a point.
Okay.
Just a point. Okay. I don't have a bonus round where you get to make them climax, Joe. but now African-American comes off the board.
Okay, so it comes off the board.
Yes. Ready to get a good listen? Or we need that one more time?
We need that one more time.
Do you?
Yeah.
It didn't come to me.
Yeah, I had it for a little while, but then I lost it.
So close, were you?
Yeah.
So close.
Hedging. Look at you in technical terms from the business. Joe, name that orgasm.
Filipino.
Filipino. Not going Japanese?
No.
Okay. Heather?
I was going to go Japanese.
You can still go Japanese.
And I will.
You can still go. So we got a Filipino, a Japanese. Dave?
I'm going to go Chinese.
Chinese. We got an Asian vibe going on here. And Joe's girl?
Okay. Israeli.
Israeli?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes people just have a gift.
Wow.
Joe's girl has a gift.
There you go. Yay.
She knows the falafel sound when she hears it.
Doesn't sound like it felt too awful.
very nice. That was punny, but good.
Okay, yay, Joe's girl, and Israeli comes off the board
Israeli
as a selection.
See, Joe, you should have teamed up with your girl. But, now, the experts are shut out so far. Probably people that have had more orgasms live than anybody. Now, are your movies racist? Is that why you're unfamiliar with them?
Yes.
No? Yes, very.
Okay. Ask a question, get an answer.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, but you get a good listen. That's that music you were talking about, where they got the music in the background.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That was one of the cams. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to compete with background music. That sucks.
I was actually trying to listen for the language of the background.
I was doing the same thing. We all were. All right, really. Cut the mystery. We all were.
That's why I don't. I'm not going to give it away like that. Do you want to hear it again? Or are you guys good?
I have an idea.
I think I need it.
You need it?
I need it.
Do you want it?
Give me what I need.
He wants to hear the song again.
That'll be 70 tokens, please. Another satisfied customer. Who goes first on this one? Is this Heather's turn to go first?
If she'd like.
Wait, how many have we done?
We are down.
This is our fourth?
This is number fourth, yes.
This will be Heather's turn.
Okay. I believe she is African-American.
Believe she's African-American.
Yes. African-American's off the board.
Oh,
no, really?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're a good husband.
Right?
I would have let her die by the African-American, but you did not.
No.
You're a gentleman.
That's it. So many things.
I'm not going to let my wife go African American.
Apparently, Joe's girl already is.
All right, then Filipino.
Filipino.
Oh. I'm going to go Russian.
Going to go Russian.
I am going English.
Going English, and the leader of the pack, the only one who's gotten any air right so far, Joe's girl. You got to read it.
Oh, I thought I did. I big my fault. German.
Thank you. He looks at me.
No, I'm sorry. I thought I already. I wrote it. I didn't say it. That my fault. I'm stupid. All right. So that's what we got. We got Dave with Russian, Heather with Filipino. I am taking English, and Joe's Real's taking German.
Well, Dave gets the assist, but Heather got it right. That was Filipino.
Ah, right, there you go.
Yeah. Well, look at you. Now you're losing because of your generosity.
Hey. I love my wife.
Actually, he feels satisfied to correct me. Yes. I'm sure that he got
that's actually, yeah, that's actually what that all is about.
And with item number four, we get a point for Heather. Filipino now comes off the board.
Or on the board. I don't remember the video.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? Really?
There were so many emotions.
I didn't get it. I'm like, what the? Oh, well, really?
Well, if they're listening,
wait a minute. If you don't get it, that doesn't deserve a really.
Well, if they're listening, I didn't get it.
Then I got it.
If they're listening to this, they're just bored.
What do you mean? Oh,
because they got on the board, like off
hurt.
The board.
Oh,
just bored.
You say hurtful things.
Of course they do.
A lot there. Do you need it again?
One more time, please.
I think you just enjoyed that one, Joe. That was the longest clip thus far.
I can't get a rod. I'm in the heat of competition.
That's all you get. Dave, you look puzzled.
Well, because I'm trying to... I have it narrowed down to two, and I'm looking to see what's still on the board, and I can't read Joe's handwriting.
Oh. You had the option to write. You chose not to.
That's what we still have on the board is Australian, Austrian, Chinese, English, German, Indian, Irish, Japanese, Mexican, Russian, and South African.
All right, Mexican.
Mexican. Joe?
I'm going with German.
Going with German.
Oh, I was going to say Mexican.
You still can say Mexican.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, of course you can.
All right.
Two people can be right on this
all right,
orgasm.
Mexican.
And Joe's girl says Japanese.
You're all wrong.
Wow.
You all get nothing. The most the longest orgasm, and you all got it wrong. Mm. I'll tell you later when we re-listen. Stay tuned, America. Do we need this again, or we got it?
Can we hear one more time?
You're just a pervert.
I'm not a pervert.
He's discerning.
Discerning, yes.
He hasn't got one right yet. What the hell is he discerning over there? Joe.
I'm going with Irish. Joe's girl is going with Australian.
Indian.
Hmm. You got to say into the mic. Nobody can hear your back there.
Chinese.
Joe, you want the good news or the bad news?
I'll take the good news.
The good news is your girl's very smart. The bad news is she watches a lot of porn.
You creep.
Joe's girl with Australian.
Wow.
She knows
good day.
Yeah. This was actually a game I discussed with the girl who I'll be assisting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you know, I could loan you this. And she really liked the idea of the game. I'm like, but I just wouldn't want anybody else to steal. She's like, no, they're all stealing. I'm like, well, then you can't have it. I'll come up with something else for you. Because this would be the perfect game to play in a cam room.
Yeah.
That would, you know, you get it right, I'll give you, like, free pictures of me and shit. Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I don't know if it's right for radio, but it's certainly right for a cam chat room. Joe, what's the tally?
Okay, so far, Joe's girl has got 3. Dave has got 1. And that's what we got.
No, Heather has one.
Heather has one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I do stand corrected on that. My apologies. Heather has 1.
Heather had Filipino.
Yes, I stand corrected on that. I was close. Joe's girl's got 3. And the rest of us got ungots.
You know, it's not necessarily the game you want to win. It's always harder than that. I can't wait to...
Joe's girl says, haha, I don't watch porn.
Right. She just listens
to
it.
Sure. She's into audio porn.
Yeah, settle down there, Helen Keller, all right? You know. Funny.
All right, next one.
What'd you say, Joe?
She's going through all the bowels.
So your guess is Italian. The girl was enthusiastic. I'll give her that.
There's that girl.
Do you need to hear it again? Or are you guys good?
I think I got that one.
You got, yeah, that one left an impression.
Too. Yeah.
Joe, you need it again? Or?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right. Heather, name that orgasm.
English.
Chinese.
You go with that a lot.
Okay, I'm going with Japanese. Joe's girl is going with Russian.
You're all wrong. You get nothing.
Me stink.
That girl puts that much effort into it, and you can't even guess her ethnicity. What's wrong with you clowns?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good.
Nobody heard that. Oh, well, I'll play it again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good.
Why'd you go yuck?
Because she's all
juicy?
Yeah.
You don't like them juicy? Yeah, you just, like a dry vat?
I don't know. I just don't like the noise. I don't like
well, what do you think they make? They're full of juice. You ever bite into like a juicy peach?
What are you, screw gushers?
Well, if that's what they are, you know, I don't have an interview process beforehand. How dry are wet are you? I mean, most guys don't want a desert down there.
But you also don't mic it, you know? Like, you just put your...
Again, I don't think there's much production going into these feature films.
I'm saying.
So, Dave, is there a lot of juiciness in your videos?
Again, given the fact that we do fetish films, there's no real insertion in our films. So there's not a lot of juice going on.
Are you looking to expand into insertion?
Probably at some point.
Oh, we can only hope.
Yeah.
we only hope you could fulfill your destiny.
It's his dream.
Yes.
It's all of our dreams.
Exactly.
Don't be a wet blanket over it, Missy. Let the man be juicy.
It was my idea.
To be juicy?
Oh, to do porn.
I could just see before Heather and Dave make love, Dave has to get the hair dryer.
get a she towel brought... and stick it up there like an impacted...
They're having sex at home. It's like, dear, we're not... But you don't have to yell action, okay?
Dave's eyes are wandering. I just don't like the lighting in here.
Do you guys yell action?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he meant during your own private moments.
No.
Oh. You meant during a film? Film? Of course they do. How else are the girls going to know? You can't just start doing it, you know.
Yeah, you just yell, fuck. Can you imagine that? It's like, ah, fuck. No, not you two.
I stubbed my toe.
The damn cam light didn't go on.
Oh, fuck. I thought there's no insertion.
Yeah, right. No, not you guys. Hold it.
We need
a
new
director.
He's confusing me.
Had a problem with the equipment.
Wait, is Austrian still on the board?
Yes, it is, yes.
And German is also still on the board.
Is that where you go? Yes. Where are you going, Dave?
She's definitely from that German-Austrian area of Europe. I just can't decide which one.
Well, that's the point of the game.
I was going between Australia and England.
Australia's off the board.
Then England.
Okay, so England.
Heather's down for England.
I'm going to go German.
German.
Okay, I have gone Japanese.
Continuously this game.
I'm going to get a one on it sooner or later. And the Joe's girl is Irish. Irish.
Heather Height got English.
Yes.
Nice.
The interesting, Dave was so confident. So confident.
She did this little, like a little German accent thing.
You know, Dave, not every orgasm is as it appears.
she's being deceitful bitch.
While she was coming, she was thinking. Sorry, Dave, but well, Heather's got two, right?
They most certainly do. Most certainly does.
And the gentlemen have no correct orgasms name, correct?
That is correct. And with that, Heather has 2 points. English now comes off the board.
All right.
Yeah, although both times Heather needed an assist because she was going to guess the wrong thing, which was off the board. So she's like handicapped at this, but yeah. That's okay.
I'm doing my best.
You are doing your best. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4 more of these.
That threw a token at her.
Wow, this is getting good. Let me tip.
Yeah.
Do you guys need me to play that again? Or
I want
to
hear the beep.
Really? Yeah, of course, typical Scotsman. You like money exchanging hands.
Yes.
That's where Joe orgasms. A girl's working hard. I like that. This seemed to be ex didn't. I wonder if this girl's single. All right, we will play that one more time just for Joe to hear the beep. Joe, name that orgasm.
Okay, that is going
to be talking to the mic.
Chinese.
You are very interested in the continent of Asia.
Yes, I most certainly am.
Heather, name that orgasm.
Is Japanese still on the board?
Japanese is still on the board.
Sure,
yes.
Joe guesses it almost every time.
Japanese.
What?
Is that shit your face?
No. Japanese. Dave?
I am also going to say Japanese.
Japanese. Oh, okay, I'm waiting for her to chime in. Mexican.
It's like Joe's girl was sitting here watching porn with me.
Oh, God. she vomits.
maybe she likes it. Mexican for Joe's girl.
Wow. Right on.
She even did like the little Japanese.
Yeah, I know.
I think she was actually laughing at that moment. I think it was like a come and laugh.
A come and laugh?
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes.
The old come and laugh.
That'll gag.
All right, so Joe's girl is got 4 points, and Mexican comes off the board.
It most certainly does. Everybody good on that one?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Japanese! Finally!
With such conviction. Dave?
Yeah, Japanese.
Joe?
Japanese.
Of course.
Joe's girl, Japanese. It's more Japs than a Pearl Harbor attack across this board.
Well, you're all right.
Yeah.
It's finally Japanese.
It was a group orgasm. Everybody got it.
Everybody came.
Oh, that's all good.
Right. All right. Everybody is a winner. Japanese now comes off the board.
Now, what's Joe going to guess from now on? It's almost a shame, Joe.
Well, it's like playing cards. Eventually, you're going to hit.
You like the rhythm there, Joe?
Can we hear that again, please?
Anything for you, pal.
I'm a discerning competitor.
You're just thinking, crap, I was going to guess Japanese.
No. That's not my go-to anymore. What do I do, dear me? I'm in peril.
And I can dance to it.
Almost sounded like a stabbing transpired in the middle of that. Yeah,
right.
Who guesses on this one? Is that Dave's guess?
We'll let Dave guess.
I'm going to say Indian.
Indian.
Indian, very good.
Joe, Japanese? Down for that?
Stupid. I wrote Indian as well. I concur with Mr. Harris. Yes,
you guys share a brain.
Yeah. Chinese
from his height and Joe's girl.
And we're waiting for Joe's girl.
And the right answer
in.
Is...
Joe's girl, we're waiting. Russian.
Russian. Well, how about Heather Height? Chinese.
Yes, I know my Asians.
Ah, so.
I'm almost surprised, Joe, you didn't guess Chinese.
You know what? I was thinking, leaning on Chinese, but there was just, it sounded a little bit of an Indian tinge.
I'll tell you once again, Joe, Trump was right. The Chinese are screwing us. Somebody was screwing her.
Yeah. All right, so we got Heather Height on the board.
What's the score now, Joe?
Okay, what we have is we have Joe's girl that has 4. We have Heather that has got 4. We have Dave and Joe with 1.
Aw.
With that, we are pulling Chinese off the board. The game continues.
This is the last one. I guess if need be, we revisit and go to tiebreaker form here.
Uh-huh.
But Heather and Joe's girl, the ladies battling it out off orgasms.
Yeah. And they call men creeps.
Right?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. But anyway, my Heather watches way more porn than I do, believe it or not.
Yes, I do.
Apparently Joe's girl watches way more than Joe does, believe it or not. And it's hard to believe. Let's be honest about it. Things aren't working out for Joe. He's got time on the road, but he doesn't listen. He listens with the sound off. Doesn't want to disturb the neighbor in the next room. He's a gentleman that way. All right, our final one. Here we go. Do we need more or are we good?
I'm good on that.
I'm good on that.
Of course you do. Multiple orgasm girl.
Yes. Funny.
Funny. But you come. Done. Satisfied. Sandwich. Nap. Mr. Emotion. Who guesses first on this one?
Let me guess first. I'm going with Russian.
Going Russian.
Joe's girl will be going with German. Folks, what do we got?
I was also going to go with German.
Okay. So
as was I.
Okay, German and German. What do we got?
We got German.
Yeah.
Novel for you folks. Okay.
We're going to have to go to the tiebreaker round now. Okay. So we'll have to revisit some of the orgasms we've already heard. So okay. Heather and Joe's girl can battle this out.
Right.
The
right.
Battle I almost
feel
of
like,
the
I almost feel like we need a ring with a double-edged dildo just to get this set.
Double-edged dildo.
Is that a little harsh?
The edge part.
Would you like side?
Double-sided probably be better.
Yeah, edge, you're just going to cut the insides
no,
of the
edge,
vaginas.
Ow.
And it's just
so you're
get
into
ugly.
Is that like a fetish?
No, I hope not. Not
murder?
One that we cover.
No.
Murder? No. No. Yeah, we call it.
So yeah, we call that a crime.
We call it the movie Seven.
Let me just recap what we got here. Okay.
Please do.
Okay.
Tell me what's off the board, Joe.
Okay. What
or what's
is
on.
Off the board?
So that way I can cross them out so I don't repeat.
Following
them.
Categories are off the board. African-American.
Can I please have the pen?
Oh, thanks. Following categories are off the board. African-American,
yep.
Australian, Chinese, English.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Chinese. Japanese is off.
That is correct.
English is off.
Filipino is off.
Filipino is off.
German is off. Mexican is off.
Mexican.
Final choices, folks. Austrian, Indian, Irish, Russian, South African. Those are the choices.
So you also have Israel.
That's it?
Israel still.
No, Israel's off. Israel was off. Joe's girl got that on track three.
Okay. And Russian, you said, is off?
Russian's still on the board. Russian is still on the board.
So let me go again. African-American off. Israel off. Filipino off. Australian off. English off. Mexican off. Japanese. Chinese. German.
Right. Once again, that leaves us with Austrian on the board. Indian on the board. Irish on the board. Russian on the board. South African on the board.
All right. Let's go to sudden death, kids.
All right. I believe tracks 1, 5, and 7 were no winners.
All right. Well, we're all winners here tonight. This is
just between Joe's girl and Dave's girl, Heather.
Let me just double check the point structure on here, just to double check.
The point the rules are confusing.
Two, three, four, five. I've got Heather with 5. I got Joe's girl with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, maybe she already won.
Well, you told us it was tied.
I never said it was tied. You said it was tied.
No, you said they each have 4 apiece.
I don't recall saying that.
You guys heard him say that, right?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Counting. That was a couple back though.
It was before the last one. And they both got it.
Okay, but I show it's
Oh, Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Should we call Jeremy and Comac?
Sorry, but that's what we got. It was Heather with 5, Joe's girl with 6.
Oh. Okay.
All right, no sudden death then.
No sudden death.
That was anticlimactic.
Look at Joe throwing it for his lady.
I have the results right here. I'm sorry, but the judges might have been mistaken. The judges are correct with the results on the board.
You know, he does purchasing orders all day, but he can't count orgasms at night.
And that's why he's getting divorced.
No, it's been 0-0.
Yes, but you had her down for 1, and you were wrong.
That's why Joanne's going to drive around the Lowe's parking lot at 6 a.m. looking for a boyfriend.
Doing jobs no other man wants to do.
Why are you laughing when you're just stating facts? It's like laughing and going, it's dark out. You know?
Hop in. I'm giving you day wages. Don't worry about stupid. He's just scratching his balls. He don't care.
There's a bologna sandwich and a lemonade in it for you when you're done.
And can you plant the roses? We're trying to sell this thing.
Maybe you could just hire him. Go to Lowe's and grab him and tell him to clean out that damn room.
Listen, instead of plowing my wife, could you straighten up a bit?
no hard feelings. She's all yours. Here, I'll show you. Drink out of the hose. Let's have a drink. Let's drink out of the hose.
Oh, my God. You should just have her bring him back to the house and have nothing but Trump signs on the front lawn.
No, I'm going to bring him back to the house and give him a pair of work gloves and go, those boxes. Is going that truck.
Yeah, but you're not going to pay a livable wage.
No, because I couldn't live one.
Do you want to revisit the ones you guys did not get, or are we good?
No, I would
you
like
know
to
what?
Know.
For austerity's sake, let's go back to the ones we have.
For austerity's sake?
Yes.
Words. Why use them correctly? I don't know what you were trying to get at, but okay, Joe, for austerity's sake, we'll revisit.
Track 1, 5, and 7.
Oh.
Any final guesses before I tell you what it was?
Let's see. Well, I would say Austrian.
You would say it's Austrian.
Yeah, sounds right.
Does it? Yeah. Does it sound right?
Yes. Sounds right.
Ask the pro.
God bless you.
Thank you. Sorry. South African.
South African. Joe's girl, want to take one last guess?
You want to take one last guess?
She can hear me, stupid. She's listening to the same program. I only listen when Joe talks.
Because he lets me win.
I wish he would talk more. There's 20 minutes of nothing. And then Joe says pearls of wisdom.
I got tears on that one. Yeah,
yeah, me too, because you were serious.
Good luck, Tom. We'll see you later.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Austrian. Joe's girl says Austrian.
Joe's girl says, well, nobody got it the second time around either.
Yeah, what was it?
That was Russian.
No, I'll be damned.
Oh, wow.
All right.
For austerity's sake.
For austerity's sake, track number 5 was a no winner.
Oh, no. She won. And the people who watched won, Joe.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like, yeah. Facebook, that
intriguing. Disgust and orgasm sound similar.
Dave kind of gets off on that.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
It's not so much funny as it is true.
That kind of goes back to your squishy sounds before.
Yes.
It's disgust, but it feels kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Just wear earplugs.
Plugs of some sort. Anyhow. I like the commitment to that orgasm. You guys want to take a last guess?
South African.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, I'll go with South African.
Joe's girl?
Joe's girl.
We have a new champ for the first time ever.
Yes.
She can get a race Odyssey CD. Joe, will you send that to her? Be a lamb. Can you autograph it for her?
She's going the same. She's guessing the same.
You're all wrong.
Really?
That was Indian.
Oh. Yeah. Boy, we suck.
Well, you were all right. You just didn't get that one.
Aw, thank you for being encouraging about it.
I'm supportive. I don't want anybody to feel bad after an orgasm. So when there's no orgasm, you should feel bad. The last one.
That's track 7.
Because it's my job, stupid.
That's funny.
It's how I support my children.
That's funny.
Guesses.
I'm going to go Irish.
Are you? Okay.
Did we do German yet?
Yeah, we got German.
Austrian?
Austrian is not. No, Austrian's up on the board.
Okay, Austrian then.
I'm going to go South African again.
Joe's girl?
Joe's girl.
Towel off. Give us your final answer. Yeah, we'll stop the show for this.
Yeah. Irish.
Was,
Irish.
Oh, I thought maybe she was waiting for you to ask. I'm not talking to him. He's mean.
Well, that too, but...
Joe, regale us with more stories of Jeremy and Comac and ask me the questions. That was South African.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Good job, baby.
I'll tell you what, the second time around, he learns from his mistakes.
Right?
I do.
You certainly do. It doesn't go there, but you got it right.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Which would also sound sort of Germanish because a lot of Dutch people live in South Africa.
That is true.
So this is your first time playing Name That Orgasm. What do you guys think?
It was fun.
Fun game.
It was
yes.
Fun.
Good game. It was like titillating and yet like sort of boring at the same time. Like,
that doesn't sound
like,
good.
Like it would be like arousing 1 second and then I'm like, oh, another orgasm. You know? So
yeah,
maybe
how
it's,
ponderous.
Maybe
I'm gonna
it's my
like
age.
This on set.
Maybe it's my age, you know. I'm kind of past my fertile years.
You're not a multi-orgasm type of girl.
Oh no, I am.
Well,
but,
you just had
you
a plethora of them.
Yes. Well, I didn't have them. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe it was because it wasn't No, I wasn't channeling any. That would be embarrassing. If I just started having my own orgasms
coming on the air,
over, you do then you'd have to cut it all out. And
you do these videos and you're out there, so how could this be embarrassing?
Well, I mean, in front of you guys, I wouldn't want to sit here and just be
like
thrown
trying,
into a spawn.
Let's pretend you're trying on a blouse or something. We'll turn our heads.
Yeah, but when you do the videos, isn't there a whole crew there?
No, it's just
Dave
me
and
I.
Well, that's creepy enough.
That's pretty creepy.
It's just you? There's like nobody, like a boom mic or anything?
You expect the key grip of the rod?
Yeah, I do. I expect a little bit more than stupid Dave with his camcorder.
I do it all. I mic the room myself. I run the camera myself. I run two cameras.
Do you clean it? Do you towel the floor off when it's all over?
Well, yeah, again, there's no fluids going on.
So what is it?
Films.
It's basically just tits.
We do spanking films. We do foot fetish films. We do JY films. We do smoking films are our big. Just her on a couch smoking a cigarette.
It's a
sells
big seller.
Gangbusters.
Cancer to sell to make money. That's
yeah.
sweet,
yeah.
right? I'm giving myself to my husband. The only like we had a girl come in and we did like a. I did my first time subbing.
What is subbing?
Meaning that I was the
submissive?
Bottom, yeah, submissive, and I did like a foot worship thing.
So you had a lick her heel?
Yeah. And
was it like foot
and
or
like,
shoe?
It was both.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was interesting.
So it's not your foot. So how good of an actor are you?
It was hot.
Yeah. But
it's, it's actually, I think, the hottest video we've ever shot.
Yeah, but that's because you can't afford air conditioning.
The one, but the thing is, like, she, like, put her legs up on my shoulders and started, like, pulling me in with her legs.
Oh, bare crotched.
And, like, yeah, and I was like, okay, in my mind, I'm going, if she makes me eat her pussy, do we have to pay her more? Or
you got to respect
like,
that as a Scotsman.
Yeah,
she's working
like,
the budget.
I know.
I'm going to go over budget if I
because
eat
it's her idea. You know,
like,
we
first
didn't.
One's free.
Yeah,
first one's free.
We didn't agree to because you have to pre.
That's funny that the vagina is coming at you, and this is your thought. How much
yeah.
is this going to cost?
Yeah, it was your idea. It was snack time. Okay,
I'm very efficient
so
about
did
things.
You?
No. She because it's not. There's very specific parameters, and that
would
be.
Have?
Devin wants to know for later when he's getting a thought bubble.
I would have if it was like preordained budget wise. It's
you're
way,
all about the money.
Way more expensive to do that kind of
How
scene.
How expensive is it?
It's quite a bit actually. Without getting into numbers, it's to shoot.
Why wouldn't you get
numbers
into numbers?
Would be the thing we'd be asking.
Yeah,
about.
We want numbers. We're not holding you to it. I'm not trying to negotiate a scene with you
without getting into numbers.
But one of the reasons why there's two reasons why people get into shooting fetish films. One, because pornography is so oversaturated. You have to drill down into people's specific fetishes.
get to the bottom of it, so to
yeah.
speak.
In order to find, you know, an audience.
You gotta have a niche.
And secondly, if you're shooting films where there's no insertion or no hardcore sex, you're not paying as much. The hourly wage is much, you know, I pay on average anywhere from $50 to $200 a scene.
How long is a scene?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, well, that's not bad pay. Now, do you pay her or she's working pro bono?
Well, she's a business partner, so she shares in the profits.
She seems to be the one handling the books. I'm not eating this pussy unless I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
The only scene I make is when I'm dealing with customer service. That's about it.
But like the so what percentage wise? Give them a percentage of how much more it would be for the vagina eating.
Joe, you do the math.
Yeah.
It's a significant markup, at least 300 to 400%.
Okay.
Wow.
But it makes sense because there's an exchange of fluids.
So now you know why I would.
Yeah,
I
because,
was
because
like,
now.
Yeah, but you have a good point. I mean, if she initiated, how she get to how do you argue that after the scene?
Yeah.
I made her eat my pussy. I demand more money.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's
she went
that's
down
that's
and the budget
it.
Went up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because now you also get now you're getting into blood tests. And
yeah, it's a big deal. You need to have clearance for any kind of bodily fluid exchange. So
it's like my house.
Yes.
All right, that's very interesting.
Yeah, because you don't want to get that reputation of being that producer who doesn't give a crap if your performance of a blood test. That's how you ruin your reputation.
Are
in
you
business.
Filming these in your house?
Yeah.
And the dog knows to keep the German Schnepper nose out of the crotch?
Schnepper? Oh, we put her in
yeah,
the room.
Yeah, she would eat people. She's kind of...
How much more would she get for that?
Yeah. She gets a couple extra sausages with dinner.
A scene with the dog has to be more than 300 or 400%.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
Technicalities.
Illegal little schmeagle. Beagle. High five on the beagle.
Legal
yeah.
Schmeagle beagle.
Thanks, Joe, for putting a bow on it.
In summary, I would like to say,
for
eagle.
For austerity's sake, Joe will repeat it.
Austerity's sake.
We've learned a lot about porn. I don't know how we got on that topic.
Okay. Now you know. Now. Behind the porn.
Yeah, we should do it. We should do a film, Behind the Porn.
Behind the Porn.
We should.
You have to say it like that.
Yeah. Heather, do behind we see Devin in his Jets hat writing some material from the side of the bed?
I'm not writing a fucking script like I was with my scammer, stupid. It's not the same type of thing. But as you recall, with one of my first scammer, I was a fluffer in that scenario as well, too.
Yeah.
I just can't leave the sex industry.
They keep pulling me back.
I'm a sex worker.
Yeah.
Now we're kindred spirits.
You got to tell her to leave the white inside out. Inside joke for one of our segments.
With my scammer, because I told my scammer I was a porn writer, and in order for her to get money, she was going to have to write porn scripts, and then I would submit them for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
But she's an African, so the English is not good. So she's like, I want to make the white come inside out.
Ew.
I'm going, is she talking about fucking Oreo cookies? What the hell is she talking about?
As you recall, she wanted to have sex in an oven.
Yes.
She wanted to do a bakery scene and have sex in an oven. As a Jew, I'm like, I don't know about that.
I had a scammer try to threaten to, like, she went, I found out it was a she, because we do that too. We can do
you
research too. Like, we don't scam people, but we have the same things at our disposal as she does. Mm. So she went to my Facebook. First of all, I have Ava down, my dog down is my daughter.
Okay.
So she's like, how you like if I send Ava and all her friends about you with porn?
Ava knows she's there.
Yeah. And then she like posted, she started sending me pictures that she could get off of my Facebook.
Right.
She's like, how about if this comes up when people Google your name? And I was like, I'll switch my porn name to Heather Height. Because that's just free advertising. And then I said,
and Ava might become
and
a
I
star.
Was like, I write for Penthouse Forum.
Do you know who you're trying to blackmail with?
Really, you're going the wrong direction with this.
You're just helping me build my profile. Yeah. Please do.
And then she was like, you know, I could use another writer. I was like, I'm sorry, no, I don't.
I like the cut of your jib.
Yes. So the threatening to post my face up in connection with porn is just doing me favors. I don't give a crap.
I think that will improve SEO, yeah. Will you?
Yeah. My kids are old enough now, if they Google my name and porn comes up, they'll just laugh at me, you know?
They know what you do, your kids?
Oh, Mom. Yeah,
they know that we do fetish films, and they're not, you know.
The girl who I'm helping, she's a couple years older than me. She's got kids.
Yeah.
And they're teenage, and I ask them, they know. I'm like, they kind of have to.
Yeah.
Doing it in the house.
The things that kids look up online, it's not like, I'm sure my daughter
millennials
has seen way weirder shit than what we do.
Millennials are fucked up sexually.
Really?
Yeah. My daughter is still a virgin, but she's 16, and she's...
You say it like it's a bad thing.
Well, because I was 14 when I lost my virginity. But
that's
also...
No, you're right. You know what? The kids today, there's no work ethic. They're just lazy.
Yes, they're lazy.
They're not willing to go out and work. You're right, Joe.
I don't think that's far from the truth either. Yeah.
She just doesn't get off the computer long enough to lose her virginity.
Just wait for a dick to magically fall into her. Go out there and earn a fucking like I had to.
Well, the thing is, it's like weird for me because when I was a kid, that's all we did was have sex.
Yeah.
But now they're sort of disinterested.
Because you didn't have Facebook.
Yeah. Like my sons, of course, they're boys. You know, that's different.
Well, your sons usually are.
Yeah.
Although you never can tell in this day and age.
Well, you know, my daughter's almost. But my daughter's just kind of not interested. She's like into drawing and being on Tumblr and, you know, like she's just, it's weird for me because I was just such a little whore when I was a kid.
Aww, you're disappointing mommy. Why don't you sleep around?
No, I'm not disappointed. I'm proud of her. I think
you don't sound proud.
I'm like weird about it. It's weird. Like,
it's not bad that she doesn't sleep around.
It's wonderful, I guess. I'm indifferent.
It's wonderful.
She's a human. We're sexual beings, you know?
She's 16?
Yeah.
She's got time.
Oh, certainly. I'm not rushing anything.
She's not
I know
a spinster
it won't go back.
Yeah, she's
I'm not worried about her being a
she's
spinster.
She's 19 and you have it. You know what's wrong with you.
I'm not. Actually, I probably never like spoke. This might be the first time I've ever spoken loud about my daughter, even in a sexual manner, like having a sex
Nobody's
life.
Listening.
So like I probably sound weird because of that, because to me, she's still like 3 years old, you know.
Well,
so
wait a minute. You want your 3 year old to have sex? I'm confused.
All right. That's just not even funny. That's not funny.
It's a little funny.
No, it's a little funny. It was a little funny.
No, but I mean, that's cool, though. You know, kids are making different decisions now than we did.
Mm. Yeah.
Kids don't want to drive now. Like when you were 16, you wanted to get.
I want to get laid, but I'm not getting in the car and filling
but
up
it's,
the tank
But it's true.
Gas.
Kids used to you would go out and want to get your license when you were. You were online at motor vehicle at 16 to get your permit.
Yeah.
Kids don't now. They don't want to drive.
My daughter doesn't want to ride her bicycle. I'm like, it's freedom for somebody your age. She's 9. I'm like, you should want to ride.
Yeah.
Your
when
bicycle.
I was a kid, my bike was like
that was it.
Yeah.
We loved our bike.
Yeah.
No
exactly.
Interest.
That was
no
like
interest.
Freedom to me.
They don't
want to
leave
my
the
bike.
House. Yeah.
No, she wants to stay on the phone or and play with her thing. Or, well, I should probably clarify her iPod.
Yes.
And, you know, she wants to have play dates, but they, none of the kids they want to ride the bike. She's got we had one bicycle. She didn't want. She fell a couple times, and that scared her. Now she doesn't want to get back on. We got her a bigger bicycle.
Yeah, my daughter doesn't ride a bike.
Well, she's 16.
Yeah. I mean, she never got, like, she had a bike. And she sold it at a yard sale. She wasn't interested in riding her bike.
That's weird.
Yeah, to me, my bike was like my universe. It's my
yeah.
way out of town.
Yeah,
you know?
Boy, yeah.
But we were also allowed to go further, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was everywhere.
Clearly. Well, that's good. I'm happy for your daughter. You know, don't worry.
Oh, she's a good kid.
Yeah, one day.
She'll be a whore just like me someday.
Oh, fingers crossed. Now.
Hopefully
you...
legs are not.
Would you ever let if she ever wanted to, years from now, when she's of age, of course, would you ever let Dave film her doing a scene?
Well, if she was of age, it wouldn't be up to me.
Right, but you have, you're her mother. You have a say.
No, if she's of age, I don't have a say. She's got her, it's her body.
Would you feel weird about doing it?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that.
I would feel weird about it, but I
would
wouldn't tell her
so
that,
so what
not
if she,
to.
Is something she wants to do, what do you do? You send her to like somebody else that you trust?
If it was something she really wanted to do, I mean, I know other producers in the business.
He's got a guy.
Yeah, I got a guy.
Yeah, actually, when you put it that way, like if it was something that she really wanted to pursue, and it was, then I would feel better if we did it.
So you'd feel better that you were there to watch her? No, well, I don't mean watch
I
her
understand.
That way. Look over her.
Yes.
Look over her.
Yes, because then I know who she's working with.
Control.
And yeah, like, I doubt she'll ever be interested in that. But yeah, definitely.
Considering her late start. Yeah. But you never know.
Definitely.
I can just see you see that the mother-daughter. I don't know if you want to get into porn, but if you do, we know somebody.
I actually had that. I had that talk.
Imagine that conversation.
I had that talk with my youngest, my second to oldest son when he turned 18. Mm. Because he was looking for a way to make money, and we have a friend who has they're gay chat rooms, and you kind of
my God,
he was 18,
yeah,
and
you
I
don't
thought
have to suggest it.
No, I thought that he was bisexual, and he's also, you know, he's like open to things.
See Joe now,
so
here,
listen.
See Joe now, if Bernie Sanders could institute the $15 minimum wage, she wouldn't be pushing her son to gay chat rooms.
Well, it was
the
they're like cams, they're like gay cams, and you get you know just
are.
Like you're doing with the girl.
Yeah, you could work for them. What rhymes with cock? What rhymes with cock?
Hey, Joe, you want a gig? You need money to pay rent now, stupid.
No, but the
how does it feel giving up half your money? Come to the cam room, Joe. Talk sexy. That'll be Joe's gimmick. It'll be Joe in a cam with a sock on his hand.
Oh, I could just see. Oh, for the love of, I want to lick your balls. Louder, stupid. I want to lick your balls. Yes, I could. Yes, I want to feel him slap.
So you
I want to feel him slapping my ass.
You would be terrible. We discussed this last week. You would be terrible in the position where I am, because she's like, no, because she's like, she goes, oh, I'm coming. You would just type on, are you really?
Yeah.
It goes against type for me to be supportive.
Where did you get that furniture, IKEA? You know,
not supposed to be roasting her.
Yeah.
But then, Billy Bob 36, is your cock 12 inches? Is it? I bet.
Yeah. The only thing longer than your cock is your nose for lying like that.
Yeah, you would totally kill the vibe.
Yeah, I can't do that.
That's the hard thing for me. I have to watch all this shit go on and be nice.
There, you know, it's amusing that this comes up because I'm not going to discuss the idea on the air. But I'm looking for someone to help me write a concept. And based on this discussion, I think I think the two of you.
Okay. Bitter Orgasms. A new film by David Harris. Coming out of spite.
Coming out of
I'm going to come just to piss you off.
Nice.
Watch it say hit. They do this for Cock This Show for, what, 5 years now?
This fucking hey, listen, success is success. I'm not picky at this point. Bitter Orgasms take us all to the top. Bitter Orgasms
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, that's I know. Report in a Storm. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Then we'll go on the road and have like a comedy show slash.
We're selling out all the all the work. We've known each other for years. All the work we put in, the set, everything. And that's the thing that hits.
That would be the thing.
And we'll just like, shut up, stupid.
Count the fucking money. Shut up.
I'm no longer taking
the vagina time
phone
was
calls.
About.
Exactly. Roger, I got to call you back. I'm working on Bitter Orgasm.
All right, call me at one. Call me at one.
I got a bitch meeting going on right now.
You know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't.
Meanwhile.
Yeah. Back at the lab.
Meanwhile, the leather. It's a little tight.
Wait, I want to finish why my son told me when he was 16 that he was bisexual. Okay? So when he was 18, I said, well, you really want to make some extra money. I have a friend who runs gay cams, and you'll make lots of money. And he's like, no, I don't think so.
So he was going to be in front?
He
naked?
Yeah. But I wasn't going to do it with him. I was just telling him, I'll give you this guy's number.
Clearing that
but
up.
He said,
I didn't think you
he
were.
Was like, no, I don't think so. You know, I don't really like guys. I was like, oh, I thought you were bisexual. He goes, no, you know, I thought I was. Turns out I just like sticking things up my butt.
And that was the best Thanksgiving ever. Pass the drumstick, of course. Why wouldn't I?
You know, while we're all taking stuffing out of the turkey, I just wanted to bring you know, not for nothing.
I'll keep the drumstick
up, you know?
Over here.
While we're here. You know?
Mommy, I love your stuffing. And furthermore.
There is, I don't want to name her neighbor. There's a friend of ours. I don't know if you know her, but we know her. A female comic that got offered a ticket. Video to do a tickle video, and you know she wants to be a writer, and I said, did you do it? She goes, no, I declined. I go, that's a good thing, because basically you want to be a writer, you're going to get a plum writing gig, and somebody's going to go, could you sit down please, we have the latest copy of Coochie Coochie Coo here, you know.
You can't even spell Coochie Coochie Coo.
I don't know.
It's got Charo in their Hall of Fame.
I'm surprised you didn't know Charo.
Once in a while, an old reference.
All right, because that's sort of like...
Yeah, but that was the 80s. Late 70s.
That was late
70s.
That's enough, like, on a show.
Boat.
Pip and I would laugh at that, and you would go, who's Charo?
No, I know Charo. All right. I know Charo.
Charo. I think he's the guy that works at Dangerfield.
I think he's the guy that
he sells churros.
Like Mexican fried dough, yeah. Joanne, I told you not in the house. Charo out of the house. All right. Well, we gotta put a lid on this. I guess we could talk about our new business venture post show. Oh, the life in smut.
Yeah.
But we should thank some people for allowing this to transpire, and then we'll allow you guys to plug your stuff, because I don't think anybody knows what you guys do.
I'm very tight-lipped about it, so to speak.
Well, I'm in insurance.
Can you imagine? You're in good hands. It took me a while to get that out, but thank God it hit.
Or you're in good hands.
What, have you been holding that one in for the whole fucking show?
No, I tried to get it just now when he said insurance, but I was fumbling.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can check us out.
No, not yet.
Oh.
We'll get there. Hold it. Edge it.
Funny.
That's how I know I'm doing well when Joe goes, funny.
Funny.
Game. Leave.
Money. Nightstand.
Do you have the concept for caveman orgasms?
It'll be called UGG.
UGG.
UGG. Done.
Bye.
That's what Joe calls his act.
Yeah. No, that's what the audience calls it.
It'll stay around for that finish either. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they're ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner and Monday night through Saturday on Sunday. I'm sorry, Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts their always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Dabin's Den. We got a great show coming up July 15th, the very funny Joe Bronzy. Make your reservations for that. That is going to sell out. Experience that all Portobello has to offer at 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. That'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. Of course, stay tuned for the next comment. Last one with Brad Lowry was a smashing hit. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzaandj.com. That's Giancarelli's Pizza NJ.com. It's the first time I'm reading this one. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Ave in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's. Side Splitting Productions for all of your entertainment needs, except for the cam needs. I'm going to hook you up with Dave if you need that type of stuff or fetish films. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. If you need a comedian, kids entertainer, whatever you need, call us up 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Dave and Heather, what are you guys promoting?
DavidHarrisPodcast.com for our podcast, Sex, Song, Cinema, and Satanism with David Harris. And HeidiNights.com, HeidiNights.com for previews of our films. They can be purchased at that site or the DavidHarrisPodcast.com site.
And I'm Heather Height, all over the place, too.
Yeah, apparently with an A to watch it. Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter at DHarrisPodcast. Follow her on Twitter at Heather Height and at Heidi Knights. And yeah, that's it.
There you go. Friday night, the band I'm in, Sexy Susan Project, we're playing at Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey. Band goes on at 9 o'clock. Clifton, New Jersey on Van Houten Avenue. Check that out. Saturday night, I will be doing a show for the PLA League in Brick, New Jersey. Go to my website or Joe Curry Nation on that. And Sunday, I wrap it up at Governor's in Levittown, New York. Gubs.com for information. That will be a 7 o'clock show, so come on out.
Wednesday, May 18th, live comedy at Haworth, New Jersey at Andiamo, starring Paul Lyons from Comedy Central. For tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. Always good shows there. Saturday, May 21st, I'll be in Chester, New York at Joker's Comedy Club. For tickets, 845-345-1039. Congratulations to Joe's girl for proving your excellence in orgasm. a crown that you should be proud of. Thank you, Dave and Heather, for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you all you guys for listening live or on replay, wherever you are listening. Always a pleasure to hang out. Next week, Pip returns.
Yes.
So the whole gang will be here.
Yes. Full stamps back.
First time in like a month.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You got that to look forward to.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got to go. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening.